I once left a 2-sentence note on a neighbor's mailbox, and 2 hours later she knocked on my door with a jar of jam. I hadn't expected anything. I just wanted to stop feeling invisible for 5 minutes. That tiny exchange changed how I saw myself and how I saw the people next door. Welcome to Why I Love. Today, I'll show you a tiny writing practice that asks for 10 minutes a week, but gives you back a quieter heart and a small doorway to your neighbors. If you have a pen nearby, hold it for a second. You won't need to write yet. Just feel the weight of it. We'll use it later. You with me? Imagine trading one quick scroll for 2 honest sentences each week. A tiny kindness to yourself and 1 small line sent to someone near you. What would change if every 7 days you did that? Would your inner voice soften? Would you reach out more easily? Hold that question as we try a simple practice together.
A few years back, I lived next to someone I barely knew. We waved, we passed on the sidewalk, polite distance settled between our houses like dust. One afternoon, I woke from a nap feeling smaller than I deserved, replaying a clumsy conversation from work, stuck on the loop of, I should have said this. I scribbled 2 sentences on a scrap of paper for myself. You did okay today. Your worth isn't a single conversation. Then, almost on impulse, I wrote a 2nd line for the neighbor across the fence. I like the way your garden makes the block feel calmer.
The next morning, I left that small note on their mailbox. I expected nothing. 2 hours later, she knocked and handed me a tiny jar of jam. She said, "Your note made me smile. My dad taught me to notice the small things." There was no big epiphany, just a loosened air between us. That small exchange shifted how I felt about myself and nudged our neighborhood towards something kinder.
Here's what surprised me about that note. 1, pen to paper makes your feelings stop spinning. Say it out loud. Putting words down changes how big the worry feels. 2, short notes are forgiving. A single, clear sentence is kinder to read than a long, anxious ramble. 3, you get something you can hold. A scrap of paper can be kept, hidden, or handed over, and that small object makes the kindness feel real.
There's a quiet truth here. The way we speak to ourselves sets the tone for how we meet other people. If your inner voice is sharp, you'll notice quick defensiveness or a tendency to withdraw. But if you practice mercy toward yourself in 2 sentences, that mercy leaks outward. Small acts of self-kindness change the script before you even step outside.
Try this. 3 tiny letter types you can rotate. Self-soothing, 2 to 3 sentences that quiet your inner critic. Gratitude, a short note you hand out to someone who brightened your day. Invitation, a single sentence that asks for a small, no-pressure connection. Keep each piece small. 10 to 15 minutes a week. And if you only have 5 minutes, that's enough. Sound simple? It is. And it's repeatable.
Here are sample lines you can copy. For a self-soothing note, today you did the best you could with what you had. I see your effort, and you are enough. For a gratitude note to someone else, thank you for the way you listened last week. It meant more than you know. For an invitation note, would you like to join me for a short walk next Saturday? No pressure. I thought it might be nice. Tiny. Simple. No heavy drama, just open doors.
Now, I know the worries that pop up. Maybe you fear being misread. Start with neutral language. Gratitude or a small observation reduces that risk. Or keep the practice private. The self-note can live in a journal and still change you. The point isn't performing vulnerability. It's building a gentle muscle for kinder speech.
If time is tight, here's a micro-routine. Set a weekly reminder. Give yourself 3 minutes to write a 2-to-3 sentence self-note, then 1 minute to jot a single sentence neighbor line. Pop it in an envelope, leave it on a doorstep, or keep it in your pocket. If you're nervous, pick a neutral recipient. The barista, a coworker, the mail carrier, someone for whom a small gesture is safe.
Let's slow down for a moment. Find a comfortable posture. Breathe in and out. For your self-letter, Think of one kindness you wished someone had said to you this week. Write two sentences that speak that kindness to yourself, or say them aloud. I see you. You are doing enough. Say it, even if it feels odd. You with me?
Now for the neighbor sentence. Notice one small fact you appreciate about them. The way they sweep their porch, the song they hum when they garden, the warm light from their window. Make one clear sentence. I appreciate how your porch light makes the evening feel safer. That's it. One sentence can be a full opening.
If you wrote something, pause and notice your body. A shift? A lighter chest? Hold that for a breath. Whether you send the neighbor note or tuck it away, you've practiced choosing kindness. Repeating this weekly rewires your attention away from automatic scrolling and toward deliberate care.
Before we close, remember the simple point. Tiny written acts of love change us more than sporadic grand gestures. They teach our inner voices to be gentler, and they offer neighbors a low-risk doorway to connection. Maybe next week you'll leave a note and find a jar of jam waiting, or maybe you'll just feel a little lighter. Either way, it's a start.
Thanks for spending these minutes with me. Try the two-sentence self-note and the single-sentence neighbor note this week. If it matters to you, come back and tell the story. Small acts ripple. If this episode helped, subscribe so you don't miss future practices and share it with someone who might find a brave sentence helpful. Love who you are and watch the world change.